AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. The State of the Union address is over. It's time to push the achievements claimed in the speech by the Trump administration. Vice President J.D. Vance will be in Wisconsin. President Trump claimed success on affordability last night. Bankrate.com's Mark Hamrick says on the jobs front, additions are only being reported in health care and social assistance.
The job market is probably the most subpar aspect of economic activity with all the downward revisions we've seen. The U.S. economy added 181,000 jobs last year. That really works out to a monthly average of 15,000 jobs added a month. And that is merely one-eighth the total overall of the number of jobs added in 2024.
Iran is pushing back against President Trump's pressure tactics ahead of critical talks in Geneva over Tehran's nuclear program. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman dismisses the president's remarks at the State of the Union address as big lies. Ukrainian officials are meeting in Geneva with Trump administration envoys. President Trump's Surgeon General nominee, physician Casey Means, is before a Senate committee. Means is a wellness influencer. Vermont Independent Bernie Sanders asked Means about her push to ban junk food TV ads.
Just to be clear, the Surgeon General's office does not have the purview to ban this.
But you have a voice.
Absolutely. And that's a voice I would absolutely lend to talking about the dangers of ultra-processed foods and getting these advertisements off TV. Right. This has long been a part of my message.
Means was a campaign advisor when Robert F. Kennedy Jr., now health secretary, ran for president. The Speaker of UK's House of Commons told lawmakers he tipped off police that Peter Mandelson, the former ambassador to the U.S., who is facing accusations of leaking information to the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, was a possible flight risk. Lindsay Hoyle said he told police of information he had heard. This is AP News. New leadership at the Louvre.
It's the home of the Mona Lisa and once a royal palace. But now the historic Louvre Museum is getting a new boss.
Christophe
announcing the new appointment on Wednesday, French government spokeswoman Maude Brogion told France and the world that Christophe Leribaud, a veteran museum director, would take on the new and challenging role. Leribaud takes over from Laurence Descartes, who resigned on Tuesday, 4 months after the brazen heist in October of the French crown jewels. Leribaud will be inheriting quite a list of difficulties, including security weaknesses exposed by the recent robbery, a burst water pipe near the Mona Lisa, staff walkouts, and the revelation of a ticket fraud operation. However, the new director brings a proven track record. He's been running another world-renowned French landmark and tourist attraction, the Palace of Versailles. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.